The Dangers of Rocky Faith. Finish the race and win the prize. First, a reading from Matthew 13, verses 20 and 21. The one on whom seed was sown on rocky places, this is the man who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary, and when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. Now here, Jesus shares the parable of the sower who throws seeds on rocky ground. Sadly, even in the church, we have the experiences that support the point Jesus was making here. We hear, 1. John was on board with the ministry vision and totally supportive of last month, but now all he can talk about are the problems. 2. Diane started strong 6 weeks ago, but got frustrated and failed to finish her assignment. 3. Sue seemed so excited and eager at first, but today she resigned from the praise team. 4. Alex was so supportive of the new building campaign, but at the first sign of trouble, he is ready to throw in the towel. 5. Kathy has always been a fair-weather friend. 6. Bill was saying amen and hallelujah during the service, but he was cursing and yelling at the vision keepers pulling out of the church parking lot. Are you planting God's word deep in your heart and continuing to believe his word? Have you turned believing, trusting God, and walking in faith into a daily habit? Do you renew your mind daily with the word of God? Do you spend time daily in worship and prayer? Do you praise God and practice thankfulness in spite of your circumstances? Child of God, do you resemble a set of windshield wipers set on intermittent, where your faith is constantly on and then off again? I encourage you to pray and ask God to reveal situations at work, at home, or church where you started the race of faith but never finished because you encountered tests and trials. Commit today to turn away from your self-effort and turn instead to Jesus. Pray and ask Jesus for a fresh anointing of his abundant grace. In his grace, you will find the strength to endure the pain or every test, resist the urge to quit, and finish the race with joy. Lord, thank you for planting your word deep in my heart and for giving me the desire to continue in your word. Jesus, give me your grace, strength, and determination to run the race with confidence and boldness. Help me set my eyes on you, Jesus, and finish the race. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.